Steve Turner is Acting General Secretary of the Public Service Association in New South Wales. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
So is this a computer program? What is it exactly?
It's a computer program, and it's various programs that will run to fix what started off to be to fix legacy issues, they called it, within schools, TAFE institutes and the Department of Corporate Services. But then Barry O'Farrell rolled out a new program called Local Schools, Local Decisions, LSLD, which was about getting schools to manage their own budget. So where poor principals had to manage 10% of their budget before, now they have to manage 70% of their budget, and they have to do all of the HR for school staff as opposed to the corporate head office doing the HR for the school staff. So it's many programs. One, it's a SAP program that many people have heard of to handle finances. Mm-hmm. It's SAP HR to handle staff and looking after staff and many other programs. But it was designed for one thing and is now much larger, and that's what the Auditor General picked up on.
Right, that it's being bolted onto something new. And that's why the pilot rollout has taken so long, is it? That it's having to be adapted to a new circumstance?
Partly it's why it's taken so long, but also because it's been expanded so much. Many of the expected benefits haven't come out, and because of all the problems that keep arising, they haven't been able to fix them as they are happening, and so that it's causing the slowdown. And with the 229 schools that it's been rolled out on, it's causing staff to work up to 3 to 7 hours a week extra. They have the problem then when, as they call it, instability happened and they put a program in place, and then there's a logistical problem. It means that it slows down, like at the beginning of term time for schools. It causes operational stresses and enrolments, etc., that. So.
Right. So can it be made to work in the long run, even if it is expensive?
Well, we don't think it can. There's all sorts of problems going on, and staff are working longer hours and not being paid for it. So you've got some of the lowest paid staff in the public service in the state, and yet they were getting asked to work unpaid hours to roll out this system. And it's not working in the 229 schools. There's 2,200 approximate schools across the state, and we're saying don't roll it out any further until you can get it working.
Okay. But that's obstructive, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't it be better to try and push through and get it happening?
No, because if you can't get it happening in 229 schools, you don't want to roll it out into 2,200 schools.
Okay.
Because then the problem is that the lack of training for the people rolling it out and the lack of technical support. So if you can't support 229 schools, you're certainly not going to support 2,200 schools.
Okay, thanks so much, Steve.
Okay.
Steve Turner, Acting General Secretary of the Public Service Association in New South Wales, just caught